original, still the best, now for more than 12 years. This is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
And this is Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host, J.D. Yes,
hi,
there
Brady.
Are other people on this show as well. I'm your host, JD, or as I'm known on the hamster wrestling circuit, the Madam. With me this week, I have XV, Nicole Hale, and Rob Clay. We have been left to run this show, and we apologize in advance.
We can promise you this week the finest quality of RFC. In the entire 13 years of the organization.
It'll be the best show that the four of us could possibly present today.
I'm not making any promises. I don't know about you guys.
Of all of the RFC episodes to precede this one, this is one of those. Something like that. Hi, don't question it, XV. Just go with it. Okay, so this is Radio Free Cybertron. We have got stuff happening today. Not a lot of it, but it's definitely happening.
Stuff.
So we'll talk some news. Brian is going to fill in for Rob, for TFBBQ. That is a fascinating video, let me tell you.
Transformers Barbecue.
Yes. We're actually, don't hold us to it, but we are probably, most likely, going to talk about Transformers Prime this week. It might happen. Maybe. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about Hasbro's official stance on third parties.
And Don correctly observes that this is getting to be like that one episode of Voyager.
It is a lot like, I was just thinking that. You know, I was sitting here going, what is the, you know what, that's it. It's like that one episode of Voyager.
By which we mean, you know, all of those episodes of Voyager.
Pretty much any episode of Voyager.
Is there a particular one?
No.
In this case, it's all of them, so.
We're just going to basically make this Superhero Time Does RFC. So.
Well, Don's been asking for that for a long time, although not quite like this.
This is not what Don asked for. You know? Be careful what you ask for.
Okay, what we're going to bring tonight, nobody ever asked for this.
No. God, no. Got my water there. That is not vodka, by the way. It is water, for those of you watching the stream. If you're listening, it is vodka. So, what do we got? All right, so there's this thing that popped up. I'm not even that impressed with it. I don't know what it is. I can't guarantee it. I make no promises, but it came up nonetheless. I saw this yesterday. Somebody, somewhere, has posted literally a picture of the...
You don't say a picture?
Amazing, isn't it? On the internet, even.
On the internet.
Anyway.
I'm not going to be able to come back, am I?
Well...
Rob Clay is like, why am I here?
I've been sensing his regret for a while.
You can see it in his face, just wondering.
I can just see the hair falling off of his head.
Yes. It's not receding, it's more of a retreat. So this blurry picture was posted yesterday. What it is the RTS... I guess it's the Laser Prime mold, yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
It's sort of painted the Shattered Glass Optimus purplish color, and it has a large Shattered Glass imagey Autobot logo on the hood.
And now in the last few pages of the preview comic BotCon posted, there's the silhouette of a Laser Prime body.
Okay. That's so, not Ultra Magnus.
Well, we don't know for sure, but I mean, it's one of them.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a silhouette.
So this is, so there's a couple of possibilities. Of course, this could be a legitimate BotCon available new mold for the Shattered Glass Optimus, because that was already available, right? It was the Classics Voyager mold,
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Yes, it was.
So this would be essentially, possibly a new mold. It's possible, although I would say based on the picture, probably not entirely likely that this is a repaint. It doesn't look, I don't know, it's not necessarily as easy to tell, but it doesn't, I don't know, I guess looking at it, it doesn't really look like a repaint. But I guess that's possible. What do you think, XV?
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Of course, there's no, I haven't seen any official response to it. They haven't, I don't think they've even responded to Octopunch yet. Have they? I don't think so.
I don't know.
We got some new pictures of that this week as well, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, and it looks pretty much the same.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing. One set of pictures from before looks a lot like the current ones. It's funny.
Paladin also mentioned you could get this at the low price of another instance of your credit card being frauded.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. You know what? I ordered the Overrun from FunPub, and you know what my opinion of it is? I don't have one, because I don't have it yet!
You still don't have yours?
No!
Wow.
Well, did you get your credit card taken yet?
No! I can't, I mean, well, I canceled my card. Oh, that's what it is, because they didn't get to steal my card? I'm sorry, sir, you canceled your card before we were able to steal
it. That's how you get into the Cool Kids Club. Oh, you gotta, you know, have credit card fraud.
Right.
If you haven't been fun pubbed yet, you don't get your toy.
Oh, is that what it is? God. That's going to be... never mind. Never mind. I won't go where I was going to go there with that. Okay, so...
oh, JD.
Crazy. Anyway, so...
it's okay. The chat's already going in worse places with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See?
Thank you, Paladin.
You're
I know I can
welcome.
Count on you.
Brian Kilby wouldn't give you that kind of fodder. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm really kind of ticked at this point. I'm really I'm a bit frustrated that I do not have my Overrun yet. So anyway, as far as this Optimus goes, who knows, could be repaint, could be official, probably.
I hope it's the Shattered Glass Sure Shot officially.
Okay.
Well, you know who Sure Shot is, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
And they can still be repurposed as the Shattered Glass Prime for anybody who doesn't have that already.
True. So, let's see. That's really it. That's it. I have to get into the Singapore stuff. That's all I have.
Yes, JD. That's all I'm giving you this week.
XV knows me. It's so nice to be known. It's like JD blathers on for hours. We'll only give him two. Two note items. So
I'm also counting on having 12 people here to discuss all this stuff.
Yeah, sure. No, not if JD's here. They're like, oh, JD's hosting?
Wait,
oh,
I'll do the girly thing. It's purple. It's pretty. I want it. There you go.
Actually, that's kind of a sickly purple, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really the kind of... It's not the really good purple that... Anyway, so,
thank you, Nicole.
I put my two cents.
Enjoy that, chat. Talk amongst yourselves. So, I'll give you a topic. Purple. All right.
It's so, not really a color. It's just ultraviolet showing its true color, I guess.
Alrighty. All right, so Cybertron Con 2012 happened.
In Singapore.
In Singapore, no less.
Almost some of the greatest Transformer dubs in history.
That's right. We love it. So, we got pictures of cool new stuff. One of them being, we're just going to kind of go through these because we have time. Starscream from, I guess this is from the game, right? This is from the...
Yeah, it's War for Cybertron
War
style.
War for Cybertron. It looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very good, actually. I mean, it looks a lot like the game.
It's what I wanted out of a new Starscream mold, which was to not be, you know, an F-15.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think they, is that Starscream or is that Skywarp that is pictured with this?
What?
On the picture from the page.
I don't know. I'm not looking at it.
Picture pages. Sorry.
No, I think that it probably is.
It
Starscream.
Is Starscream? Okay. I've not played the game. I don't know anything about it. So.
Starscream's colors in the game are not the traditional Starscream colors.
What is wrong with them?
From what I understand, it's more like Armada colors.
Ah.
Which is superior.
Yeah. Okay. I'm fine with that. Let's see. What are these? Transformers Prime. Rumble and Sergeant Cup. Another cup?
Yeah.
Okay. Rumble's the car?
Yes, Rumble's the one with pile drivers.
Well, okay. Yeah. the other guy has cannons, I guess.
Prime Cup is going to be a recolor of Prime Ironhide.
Ah.
And so... Prime Ironhide's movie inspired and has the big arm cannons.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, yeah.
In other things that make sense, there's an Asian-only exclusive, this is the Masterpiece Starscream mold, but painted as Sunstorm. Yay! So expensive, yes, you'll never get it. Aww.
Well, the Japanese release of Sunstorm is going to be an e-hobby release, but for other Asian countries, it's expected to be normal retail.
Ah.
So it actually shouldn't be that much more expensive than usual to get.
Oh, okay. So only
but still really stupid expensive.
So only several hundred dollars instead of many hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, only several hundred dollars instead of several hundred dollars.
Right. Okay. For obvious reasons, it comes with the Emperor Starscream armor.
Right.
Right. Because we all remember that classic image.
We're professional here.
from the Dreamwave comics when Sunstorm put on the armor and became leader of the... Wait, why?
So Sunstorm's being sold as... it's MP11 plus a subletter. You know, and the typical pattern is for the sub-releases to get the same accessory load as the main release, even when it doesn't make sense.
At all. Okay.
Right. So you get a bonus set of coronation gear.
So if you have a masterpiece...
Probably put it on your Skywarp or
yes,
something.
Yes! I would put it. I would put it on my Skywarp. That would be great.
He is the king of pushing people down the stairs.
So true. Okay, on to Legion.
All the rest of the stuff that is on here is all Asian market exclusive.
Right, which means you will also have to pay out the nose.
Yes, you will.
For it. So we've got Legion class repaints, which is going to be, let's just looking around here, what's the Prowl into Blue Streak. Optimus into Motor Master, because we don't have 500 of those. what is that? Starscream into Thundercracker, and Trailbreaker into Hoist? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Cool! So those are things you won't be able to afford. Scout.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving new accessories to some of these, so...
Oh. So there, so the
Master's coming with a sword. Hoist is coming with a gun.
Yeah, I don't think any of these came with weapons originally, and now they all seem to have them. So
yeah, so it's cooler stuff you won't be able to afford.
See, now they should have taken the Megatron mold and done it as Galvatron.
Because that would have made sense.
Well, no. If you think about it, it would, because they'd have the orange safety barrel, just leave it unpainted.
Hmm. Yeah.
So that'd be perfect.
Let's see. The scout classes for these scouts that you don't have 500 of. Oh, wait, you do. Sandstorm, Brawl, Dead End, and Laserbeak. I might go for that Dead End. That's kind of cool.
I'm just curious to see how they will accomplish Laserbeak.
Well, badly. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be any other way.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be any other way than badly. I mean, I'm not real encouraged by the fact that they're showing the original toys and then they're putting the box art from like the G1 next to it and saying, this is going to be this. Like, right. Okay, that. I mean, they actually kind of tried with Dead End and actually sort of painted the. Like, there's actually somewhat of a mock up. On that, but
I guess it's the only one that got anywhere so far.
Yeah, so the Laserbeak, it's like, oh cool, that mold will be Laserbeak, but that's not, you know.
To be fair, the stealth bomber mode does kind of remind me of Laserbeak's form in More Than Meets the Eye, a little
vaguely.
I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about as close as you can get.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but what else would you even do with that? You know.
Yeah.
The deluxe stuff is kind of cool, though.
Okay, yeah. So deluxe, we've got Springer from the Tomahawk mold with a new head. Is this with the head that we saw, or
no?
We didn't see a head with that one, did we?
The only one using one of the existing heads is Swerve.
Okay. Is that a head from a different? Oh, that was the alternate head that we saw with that. Okay. Let's see, Cliffjumper. So
it's the first edition Cliffjumper. I think it's the first edition with a G1 style head.
Okay.
So the Cliffjumper you couldn't get is now another Cliffjumper you can't get.
Cool. God. Somewhere a fanboy.
Making the rounds this year, isn't he?
But okay. So in Asia they're going to get the Swerve redo of Cup. And then the coolest one is that they're going to recolor Jazz and give the new head to the Wheelie.
Oh, boy.
What?
Does he come with grenade suicide action?
I hope so.
That would be awesome. Daniel, I love you. Kaboom.
But no, I think I might actually have to get that Wheelie.
Read the 2001 BotCon comic if you don't know what you're talking about.
There's several factors here with this Wheelie. For one thing, it's going to be orange.
Okay.
I have a hard time with that. The Jazz mold is really, really nice.
This is true.
And, you know, anything being Wheelie is just like the biggest joke.
Yeah.
Why do people hate Wheelie? His comic
because he's
awesome.
An ass.
He is not. He's not the biggest ass. I always have this argument. Wheelie is not the worst Transformer.
Go watch Headmasters and then tell me that.
I have watched it. I still think Skylinks is
the biggest. Go watch it again until you understand it.
Skylinks is... watch it again and again! No, Skylinks is a pompous...
Oh my god, watch it!
So I like that Tomahawk mold, though. I'm vaguely interested in that. Yeah, these all sound like cool things I also won't be able to afford. So, on to Voyager stuff. We've got a power dive, and we decided that I could live my dream of having a Tailspin Transformers crossover with with that. So,
You know, Power Dive was a member of Rotor Force in G2, so I'm not sure if it's going to actually look like what you think it's going to look like.
It will. It must.
It but must. Hey, more G2 references are good.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hotspot, which is awesome. That's going to be cool. From the Inferno mold, which I still don't
know. Which you also can't afford.
Yeah, which I also definitely can't afford. Brawn from the TF Prime Bulkhead, and G2 Megatron from the Bludgeon mold. So
what?
yet another repaint of that mold into something that makes no sense.
You know, you could almost argue a connection because the alternative Megatron was sort of samurai styled.
And the G2 Hero Megatron was KB Bludgeon.
Yeah, and didn't the one alternative recolor was that was Bonsaitron, but Bonsaitron was also recolored from the bludgeon mold. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Hmm. There's this whole incest thing going on here between Bludgeon, Megatron, and Bonsaitron.
Yeah. Hmm.
We need to work Overlord in there to get it all.
I was going
to
say, what about Overlord? He's. I guess he's not official yet since he hasn't. BotCon hasn't started, but.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. And then leader class is going to be.
Boring.
Boring. G1 Deco of Dark of the Moon Ironhide, which I think we have, don't we?
That was a Voyager.
Oh, okay. So leader class. I'm sorry. It'll be the even bigger version of the thing you didn't buy. And
a G1 Deco of leader Starscream.
Huh? What? Sorry. I snored. I snore at your boring repaints.
Okay,
so most of
what else came up? Because we got a picture of Prime Breakdown from this.
Ooh, yes, yes. That I am interested in.
Yes, I can't wait for this.
I can't wait for him to come out.
I want to get knocked.
As long as it's the one-eyed version, which I would hope it would be.
It's not. It has two eyes.
All right, I'll have to fix it.
This is a way to actually destroy your toy and say it's screen accurate now.
That's right.
There you go.
When I was a child, I did that with my Power Master Optimus Prime. I took one of those like wood carving, the hot, you know, thing. The Rob Kleino was talking about. I see that nod. The hot thing that you would burn wood. Mm-hmm. And
wood burning kit.
Yeah, wood burning kit. And I took that to my Power Master Optimus Prime, so he looks battle damaged from the movie. You know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It wasn't very cool when I realized I couldn't undo that, though.
I can't believe your parents let you have a wood burning kit.
I can't either. They let me have a chemistry set as well.
You know.
They didn't know I was insane at the time.
It was the 80s. People were more in favor of their kids getting, you know, burned and cut and choked.
Yeah. I was a Boy Scout, too, so, you know. I had a chemistry set. I had several knives. I had that. I had the wood burning kit. It was great.
So what you're saying is your parents put you in danger at every possible opportunity.
Yeah, I can't imagine why I came out crazy.
Now, you know.
Son, here you go. Play with these knives and matches and guns. Actually, we had guns in the house as well.
You know, when I was 7, 8 years old. My uncle put a pack of shurikens in my hand and said, let's go throw these.
Yes.
Oh, really? How cool is that?
Awesome. Except he meant at each other.
I may have mentioned, though, that I have three uncles who are mentally unwell.
Yeah,
that may not be the best example.
Here's the going off the rail moment of the show, folks, and we'll bring it right back. Don't worry. We're going to talk about Breakdown. But my dad always told the story about a time when he was a kid.
Putting out your eye, shurikens.
Yeah. He went squirrel hunting with an uncle of his who was crazy. The guy would hunt with a pocket knife. And what he'd do is he'd climb the tree, reach in the squirrel hole, grab the squirrel out, slit its throat.
Oh!
With a pocket knife.
Horrible.
Guy was crazy. Anyway, so this Breakdown is pretty sweet.
Yeah, but it sounds like he could get Bear Grizzly's new job.
Fired? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, replace him? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that guy's long dead.
Whatever happened to the original Survivor Man?
Maybe he didn't survive?
Oh, maybe.
Who, Richard Hatch?
So, I like this Breakdown. Is that a Voyager?
Yeah.
Sweet!
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
I'll take that. I'll buy that for a dollar.
I bet it's only 5 inches tall.
It probably is about the size of a deluxe that we're used to.
Yeah.
That's okay. It'll probably never show up in stores.
God, remember that.
I'm sure it'll come out in Asia, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Or someplace like, like Czechoslovakia. No, there's not even Czechoslovakia anymore. That's probably where it would show up since it doesn't even exist.
Wow, that is the most likely place since it doesn't exist. That's where I'm sorry, we sent them all to Czechoslovakia.
Myanmar.
Bora Bora.
Yes, unfortunately, all that Carmen Sandiego when I was a child has just ingrained all those old names into my head.
Yep.
And,
never to be removed again.
When I was around, there's still an East and West Germany. So.
God. A what? Really? What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's not age ourselves. All right.
Yeah, wait to date yourself there, Nicole.
Yeah.
I'm old. I can't deny it.
Yeah, you know, I'm the youngest one here this week.
Yes, you are.
Mm. You're the oldest. So.
He's just
Thanks
a
for
wee,
not showing up, Peter.
Just a wee babe.
Damn teenagers.
Yeah. Kids these days. Okay, cool. Well, we made it through the show notes as far as the main news notes in 30 minutes.
See, I told you that's all we needed.
Well, all right. Jeez. All right. Well, that being said, I guess we will move on to our video of the week, which includes a lot of commercials and a little bit of Brian talking about some special finds that he got this week. So, sit back and enjoy.
Yay.
I'm running away from home. My parents are mean.
Where will you go?
I'm not sure, but I'll show them.
That's right. You'll show them how mean you can be.
Bumblebee!
Isn't it better to try to solve problems instead of running away from them?
Maybe I could try talking to my parents again.
Yeah, tell them how you feel. And remember, running away
leads nowhere. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Transformers!
Muscle Invasion Update. Scientists discover muscle things have come to wrestle. America's only hope, the battling belt and the wrestling ring.
He moved left. He took one. Into the battling belt it goes. He got another. This wrestling ring may save the world. One more to go. He's got him. His battling belt. Oh, hard knocking, rocking ring, battling belt, muscle thing is at least sold separately. New from Mattel. Can you save the world?
Why, hello there. My name's Knife Fight Pony, and I'm here to tell you to go to the Nerdsphere Network at thenerdsphere.madmooseforum.com, where you can listen to the random fandom and listen to all the fun things the girls have to say. Don't worry about the random. It's all part of the plan. The random fandom. With Slick and Nick, only at the Nerdsphere Network.
Hey, this is Brian. So, I'm playing Rob Springer this week, with a random video taken on my camera. And I have to say, this one is pretty awesome. What you have here is Enemy. Who, of course, is awesome. And he is packaged with the Sound Blaster Encore reissue. With Enemy, we have Stealth Force Hound, who I got on clearance at TJ Maxx for like $7. I have to say, I love both of these toys. While Stealth Force Hound was only $7. An Enemy is, well, realistically, you're probably buying the set for Enemy. Wing Thing is, you know, fun too, but for God's sakes, it's Enemy. But really, even though his price tag is much steeper, I can say that I really think that if you have a chance to get either one of these at the current going price, it's totally worth it. Enemy at his ridiculous, you know, what, $70 price tag. And Stealth Force Hound at his $7 price tag. Get them both. They are pretty flippin' awesome.
Hi!
And we're back. Thank you, Brian, great. For showing off Enemy. We were totally ready to come back.
And thank you, JD, for bringing us back in such a timely manner.
I'm telling you, I keep these kids on their toes. So
that's why my toes hurt all the time.
That's right. That's exactly right. So let's talk about something that we have neglected
to chat about.
Yeah, let's talk about the chat real quick. Nicole!
Yes!
What's going on in the chat?
Well, at one point they were talking about, you know, they're excited for the new Breakdown toy, but they were talking about the good old debate, is Rumble blue or is Rumble red, and is Frenzy blue or is it Frenzy red? So they had a good old debate there for a second.
You know what the answer is? Yes.
Whatever you want it to be?
The answer to that question is yes.
The answer to the question is that Takara actually got it right for once and made Rumble red and Frenzy blue. For their United toys.
My dream is for those Scout Rumble and Frenzy figures we never got in Reveal the Shield to come out in a 2-pack with no indication as to which is which.
That's how I want it.
That would be the ultimate, like, both opportunity to make it what you want and F you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To everybody. Like, you know what? We're not even going to say you figure it out. Good luck.
It's however you grew up and you enjoyed it. So, yeah.
What it would be is they could label them, but the photographs they use would have to be in black and white.
Yes, that would be awesome. These are all excellent ideas. I hope Hasbro's listening.
Some people are saying Frenzy Silver from the movie.
Yes. So, yeah. What else? Anything else in the chat?
That was basically it. They were talking about Breakdown. Of course, they had a good time watching the commercials there. And so.
Sweet. Very good. You can thank Brian for that. Brian did that, at least. All right.
Too little, too late.
How annoying Willie was. I still stand by saying Willie is not the most annoying character.
Well, it's okay to be wrong. So.
Even if it's not G1 Willie, there's always the movie version.
Right. that too. I like them in the third one more than the second. I don't know what that means.
It's because he had brains with him.
This is true. Brains was kind of cool. So, something we have not talked about in a while, but we will talk about now because we haven't talked about it lately.
What are we talking about?
Prime. Transformers. Oh. There is a TV show that's on about Transformers. And we do watch it, we just don't talk about it, apparently.
There's actually two.
We forget. There is two, but one we also don't talk about.
Right.
Yes. So we're only going to talk about the one right now because I actually watched it.
Operation Bumblebee was actually pretty cool.
Yes, it was. And it was written by Marty Eisenberg.
That's why it was cool.
I have talked to Marty Eisenberg. That was very exciting.
You know, showing off again.
Name dropping? Yeah. Duh. Of course. Have you not heard me? I go back to Cold Hard Slag days. When I'm like, we talked to him in Cold Hard Slag. What's Cold Hard Slag? Shut up! It's a thing I did a long time ago, okay? Nobody remembers. We ruined BotCon one year.
You were around before RFC came back?
Hmm?
You were around in the fandom before RFC came back?
No, probably not. No. I don't think so. That's why nobody knows who I am. BotCon, though, so...
Sorry. I thought Walkie ruined BotCon.
I don't know, but I know we definitely ruined BotCon 2001. Why am I talking about this? We're trying to talk about Prime. Do not delay the talking about Prime.
Look! Look over there, JD! Something shiny!
I know! God! Damn you, brain! Alright. So, Operation Bumblebee, written by Marnie Eisenberg, which is very cool. It is the story of a young Transformer losing his transformation cog.
Yes.
That's basically it. a couple of interesting things, I thought, in this episode. One, being that they're making a distinction between the sort of technological part of Transformers and the organic, the biological, as they're calling it.
And that's stirring up some debate in the fandom now.
Fascinating. Tell me about that, XV.
Well, just over where the distinction actually lies between what they would consider technology and what is biology.
Mm.
The best answer I've seen so far is that the biological stuff is stuff they don't have the resources or understanding to replicate, to replace if they need to, mm-hmm. like a transformation cog.
Right.
Which is actually pretty consistent with previous instances of transformation cogs, because remember Metroplex got his stolen and was stuck in the city for a few episodes until they had a new one made on Cybertron.
Right.
So, okay, so I got a question for you. So these transformation cogs, are they built specifically for that particular Transformer, or can, like, there's tons of Viacons from this episode, can't they do a transplant?
Well, the Viacons, even though they try to pass them off as drones, they are sentient.
They are real people.
I mean,
they think they're real people anyway.
They at least think they do. They act as though they do. I mean, they have individual seeming personalities.
See, I have a little theory about this, because you always see breakdown with the Viacons, right? I'm thinking, this is just my brain, smoking. Yeah. I'm thinking that somehow breakdown was the Viacon, and he somehow got upgraded. So that's why he knows these guys. So that's my...
I'm going to let you go with that. I have nothing to dispute that with. Nor corroborate. Okay. But I think, I think that's fair. I mean, it does, because they mentioned voice boxes and...
Yeah.
In there as well, because, of course, they sort of imply something that was shown in the movie prequel comics, correct?
Mm-hmm.
With Bumblebee, where saying that his voice box was destroyed by Megatron. He was interrogated, and then Megatron sort of ripped out his voice box or whatever. Which is a similar, I think, instance for him in the prequel movie comics. So that's kind of interesting. Bringing that into a more, at least in the video version, I guess, or television version. But
the other interesting thing is that they're showing that Mech is actually making quite a bit of progress in building their own Transformer.
They at least had a body. I mean, and of course, part of the whole premise of this was that they stole Bumblebee's transformation cog, and they tried to install it in one of the Transformer bodies that they had created, but of course it didn't work. And Starscream, seeing an opportunity, shows up and sort of explains to them that the transformation cog, which sort of reiterates what Ratchet had said earlier in the episode, is that it's not technological, it's biological, and requires energon to function. And there's a really cool bit where he, cuts his finger, basically, and, like...
I thought he was scraping his, finger along his side and...
I don't know, whatever he did, maybe that was it as well. I don't know. He cut himself, regardless.
Yeah.
And put some energon into it, and it sort of started to come to life.
It stirred a little bit, yeah.
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 I mean, it wasn't obviously enough to make it work, but it seemed to be...
It was enough to prove the point to Mech that Starscream is valuable to them.
So the question will be, as we get into, the next step, and of course it ends on this literal cliffhanger. I don't think you could have much more of a cliffhanger than the ending.
Well, it's not really a cliffhanger.
It's close. It's
more like a segue right off the cliff.
Segue off the cliff? Yes. love it. So, yes. Segue off the cliff. It definitely...
Except it wasn't so much a segue as it was a truck being used to surf down the highway.
Right, that did happen as well.
That was kind of cool, though.
It was kind of cool.
I like it.
But...
And there's that whole sequence preceding with what's his name?
Yeah. The guy from Voyager? Knockout. Knockout.
Taunting Bumblebee because he couldn't
transform. Well, he didn't know. He didn't even know he couldn't transform. He was sitting there laughing because he didn't,
I know, that's what made the scene better.
Yeah, that's what was great, because he's sitting there taunting him. He's like, come on, what are you doing? You're not, I don't get it. Okay.
You know what I thought was really interesting is that they even showed that Bumblebee could even flip out his guns at one point.
Yeah.
He for himself that way because of his transformation cog being gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's like that integral part. I mean, it's, you know, and that was, yeah, so he couldn't use his guns or anything, can't transform in any way, really. But I think the big question for me is, between Starscream and Mech, who's going to double cross who first?
Starscream's going to double cross them.
Will he? I don't know. Mech's pretty Starscream. Good about that. You
Starscream
know.
Only looks out for Starscream pretty
but
much.
But Mech only looks out for Mech.
Yeah, but there's a lot more of them and just one of Starscream.
I would assume Starscream's angle, besides, you know, getting a source for more energon, which he can't manage himself, is once Mech actually gets their homebrew transformer project up and running, he probably figures he can take control of that and have his own private army.
That is a likely scenario in his mind. I could see that, you know, being something, a very Starscream-like plan. So.
I would think that he would not plan to double-cross them until they've made quite a bit more advancement.
Yeah, until they got, you know, more drones or something going. So, but that's going to be the thing, is that, I mean, they're going to have to, I mean, in a sense, I think you're on to something, Nicole, because they're going to have to steal a lot more transformation cogs.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm thinking, are they going to be transponding, like, from the dead vehicons? I mean, that's what I would, Ratchet was talking about, you know, having to replace Bumblebee's voice. Well, there's some vocal boxes that you probably could get. I mean, it kind of sounds really sinister, but if you think about it, it's kind of like organ transplant.
Yeah, but even Ratchet said, you know, about Megatron, he said he's not, you know, he may, you know, reanimate the dead, but he's not ghoulish. You know, he's not going to just harvest parts.
Yeah, and they're kind of equating what Mech did to, you know, somebody stealing your kidney.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't really see Ratchet doing that either. But I could totally see Starscream doing that for Mech, you know, trying to help him get a bunch of
Starscream has no cooth
Viacons,
about it.
Viacons, transformation cogs. So it'll be interesting. I'm really interested to see where the second episode's going to go. We're talking about Prime, kids. It happens on this show.
For a Bumblebee-focused story, I'm pleasantly surprised by how enjoyable it's been for the first half.
I'm liking it. I'm really liking it. I just wanted to give Bumblebee a hug. He had that look of such sadness.
That's the only thing he can have. He can't freaking talk.
But he's trying. He's trying.
Yes.
He's like a little train that could, you know.
He's
desperately
making really annoying noises. And having people repeat exactly what he says as though it's conversation.
It's kind of like, you know, remember in dial-up days, the modem tone? That's kind of what it reminds me of. It's like, ah!
Yes, like in dial-up days. See, let's have a conversation like Bumblebee's conversation would be, if you could understand Bumblebee.
Really?
Yeah, really. Does this make sense? No.
Yeah.
Because you basically, they're just repeating everything Bumblebee says as though that's a question or a statement, just to get it out. It's really a pain. Anyway, it doesn't make sense. So Transformers Prime is good. We didn't really talk about the Orion PAX 3-pack. It started out really great, had an okay middle, and then ended terribly. So there you go.
The part.
It had a really strong beginning and finished crap.
I really like the second part, myself.
We did see the Cybertronian Insecticon.
And you got these Starscream's epic moment about, you know, getting Ratchet to do his will.
Yeah,
I like that part.
I guess we should mention real quick that a couple of comics did come out this week. More Than Meets the Eye 3 and Autocracy. Autocracy?
Yeah.
Number 5. I didn't get to read them yet, so I'm hoping I've heard good things, so I'm sure Underbass. Amy had a review video up, but we didn't have it in time for this show, but it will be up on YouTube. So check it out, because it'll probably be up by the time you're listening to the show, if you aren't listening live, which you probably aren't, because you're listening right now. So you should go check it out on the web.
Unless you are in the
actually, the chat's saying the video is off.
What? Again?
Beats me.
Can they hear us, I hope?
Surely they can hear us. Anyway, I've got it local, if not. So, if they can't, whatever. They'll see you later. So
they can't see or hear you.
Well, try a different stream. Okay. Type it into the chat. I'm telling Nicole to tell them. So this is how this works.
Would you please tell your father?
Oh, no, no, see, no, this is the thing JD wanted to do where we're pretending it's like Bumblebee.
Right, exactly. Use repeat.
It's just kind of like the Peanuts adults, you know?
Right, Peanuts adults. Notice how I had to repeat your statement so that it made sense. Okay.
What you're saying is you had to repeat her statement so it made sense.
Right, I have to repeat her statement so it makes sense, because other people couldn't understand what she said.
Wah, wah.
Yes. So check those comics out as well. I suggest you get them at your local comic book shop. If you cannot, you can also get it on Kindle Fire or through your Comixology app. So you should do that. BotCon comic, I think, came out as well. The last part, I think.
What?
Go with that. The last part of the BotCon comic, the fort. Is that what came out today?
What?
I don't know. Was there a BotCon comic that came out of some sort?
No.
No? Okay.
Don't think so.
Okay.
You're the comic book guy.
I didn't know. I'm not. I know nothing about comic books. I just host the show. I make no claims to knowing anything. That's what Chris McFeely is for. So anyway, that's Transformers Prime. XB hates me. Really, look at that. It's really.
Everyone's leaving us in the live stream because we can't. There is
no live stream, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know what happened to it. Because I'm. They could try to switch from. To another stream. But, alas. Okay, so let's.
Nightcast says live stream's working.
So there you go. See? That's why we have three different streams. There's little links. You click them.
Well, that's not helping anybody who's not getting the stream right now.
But if they click to a different stream, it would possibly...
But they can't hear you tell them to do that.
That's why I'm telling Nicole to tell them. Nicole!
Nicole, I haven't told her to do it.
But she's my chat liaison. She's supposed to know. This is the worst show ever.
Rob, stop stealing my look.
If you wouldn't question the logic... Nicole, you knew what I was saying, and you were supposed to say that to chat, right? You were already on it, weren't you?
Yeah, sure.
No. I hate my life.
I'm sure at this point, if Kilby watches the playback, he is too.
Probably. Okay.
Hating your life, I mean.
Hating mine? Yes. Well. Alright. Anyway, let's sum this up with Hasbro.
So...
The moment is past. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we've kind of gone beyond that. So, now...
Oh, come on, I wanted to bring it back. You know, reboot.
No. So, XV just wants to get the heck out of here. Anyway,
XV's getting a bike.
Anyway, Hasbro, up to this point, you know, we've talked a lot about the third-party stuff. We have our monthly third-party roundup on this show because there was so much stuff we didn't want to talk about it every week. up to this point, Hasbro has not had an official stance. Sort of a laissez-faire, I guess, if you will, at best. Right, XV?
Previously, you know, every time somebody would ask them questions about it, they basically say, don't ask us questions about it because, you know, then we know about it.
Ah,
you know, so, they kind of wanted to ignore what was going on with it. Because unofficially, they thought some of this stuff was cool, too.
Hmm. So they came out with a statement. What did the statement say, XV?
Well, it's on T-Formers somewhere. Let me get the quote. Perhaps there's not a quote. Maybe it's just a summary. But they've come out and said that they don't condone the work of third-party shops, and they will never work with them. That was from a question-and-answer session at Cybertron Con.
That doesn't sound too condone-y.
Yeah.
Too condemn-y, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's not, they're basically saying they're not going to work with them, which is kind of a duh, because, you know, I guess.
Well, the point of it, though, is that this is the first time they've ever said, you know, publicly, officially, okay, we're not down with what these guys are doing.
Well, did they, you know? And that's what I'm kind of asking, are they saying they're not down with it, or they're just saying they're not going to work with them?
Sounded like both.
Okay.
It says right here, I got the article up here, it says Hasbro has finally publicly taken a stand against custom shops, but did not specify if they were going to take legal action. This mm-hmm. is the first time that Hasbro has taken a stand on this.
Yeah, and I tried to read it a couple of times when I looked at the story a couple of days ago. And like I said, I didn't see anything that seemed to indicate that they were saying, like, they were saying it's wrong and we're going after it. It did seem like they were trying to say, because there has been a lot of discussion of saying, well, Hasbro ought to just pick up that mold and use it. We even mentioned that, I think, on this show. Mm-hmm. You know, saying they ought to just,
like last week.
Yeah, just use the Hercules mold or whatever. And I think they may be going more in the direction to say that's not happening, you know, at least to say that they're not going to be, you know, picking up these molds and using them as a part of their own, which makes sense. Cause why would they? I mean, and we kind of mentioned it last week too. I mean, they have to pass a lot of tests and they have to, mm-hmm. you know, clear a lot of stuff. It's really just a lot cheaper for them to develop that in house than to try to take something that's third party, make a mold out of it, you know, and retool it into something that will work. You know, it's much cheaper for them to just sort of start from scratch. They have all the infrastructure to do that. But a lot of the things they wouldn't even sell. I mean, a lot of the stuff, you know, are either too big or they're not the right price point or whatever for it to be something that they would actually produce anyway. So I don't know. I think it can go either way. I mean, it could be a first step for them to say that they're going to go after these companies. I highly doubt it, though. That seems really...
You know what? They don't... I honestly don't think they have the time to.
Well, it does kind of seem like... I mean, in one sense, I know we've talked about IP protection and stuff, but the genie's kind of out of the bottle now. If they would have gone after the first company, mm-hmm. you know, like that wouldn't have been a big deal.
Well,
but now,
okay, they're not going to end up going after the manufacturers. They're going to do what Takara has already started trying to do, which is to go after the retailers and say, you know, if you're selling this stuff, you're going to lose your arrangements with us.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I hear that Hasbro were the ones behind the seizure clause in this year's BotCon dealer contract?
I believe so, yeah.
What
is that? My next point, you know, BotCon this year, they don't come out and say specifically you cannot sell third-party stuff here or we're going to take it away from you, but they put the clause in the dealer agreement that they have the right to seize any... I forget exactly what the wording is, but they basically make it clear if they have to take the stuff, like the unofficial stuff, they have the ability to do that. You agree to that when you get your table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we may
the
not...
actual...
Go ahead.
The actual wording, as I recall, is even worse than saying if you have any unlicensed or unauthorized stuff. It just basically says if we see anything on your table we don't like.
Yeah, that's the implication of the actual wording. We can take anything we deem necessary off your table.
Wow.
And you don't get it back afterward.
Yeah.
That seems
a lot of dealers were unhappy about that. I know they were trying to contact FunPub about that, but I never saw what came of it, if anything.
Wow.
Probably nothing. I think the whole credit card thing kind of
taking up a little bit of their time, you think?
Yeah, I think
that's in everybody's mind.
Since they haven't gotten my toy here yet.
FunPub.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I think in terms of, yeah, I mean, I can see them totally cracking down on at their convention because they do kind of, you know, they do have a lot to do with BotCon. As far as the distribution, I don't think Hasbro directly distributes to a lot of those. Don't they go through like a third-party distributor for some of that stuff?
Well, okay. Remember, last year-ish, Big Lots was selling the knockoff Cybertron Legend figures that came with the combiner parts. Hasbro was able to force them to stop doing that because Big Lots was also carrying actual Transformers product at the same time.
I gotcha.
However it's laid out, you know, there is some mechanism for them to say to these retailers, stop it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think it's going to depend a lot on, you know, is it a product that they're currently selling? You know, what's the nature of it? That kind of deal. I mean, if they're selling knockoffs of stuff, or if they're selling, remakes of stuff that they're selling, I can totally see Hasbro, coming down on that. Some of the third-party stuff I don't see them really probably having a big deal with would be stuff like the Hercules or whatever. Hasbro's never going to make something of that, scale or type.
No, but the problem really becomes whether the IP is getting diluted in the process. You know, if it's credible that, you know, the average consumer would confuse Hercules with an actual Transformers product, that's a problem and it needs to be defended against.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to see. I mean, the distribution is so low, though. I think the argument can be made. Totally, I could see them, cracking down on certain sellers. Which, hell, I mean, you could make a whole online market for yourself just selling third-party stuff and not selling Hasbro mm-hmm. product with the way things are. So,
you know, the one that Takara especially came down against was iGear, which makes sense because iGear is essentially doing straight knockoffs of official products. Correct. And iGear has their own web store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the actual retailers in Japan that Takara can get hold of to force them to stop, it's not really doing a lot because it's not stopping the source.
Right. Yeah.
But it's cutting off their distribution channels.
Right. So, I mean, I could see something like that, but I don't know.
The way I really see this statement is if Hasbro is going to start taking action against these companies, this is the first step they would have to take. They have to openly, publicly say, mm-hmm. We are not on board with them doing this. This is not what we want to be happening.
Right.
And we are never going to have an official relationship with them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and they definitely can't do that. The minute that they do that, they would lose their IP. So.
Right.
So they definitely can't work with them. But. So.
Yeah, I mean, I see this as, stepping up to start defending against what these third parties are doing. Because you have to admit the third parties are just pushing farther and farther and farther against the line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Well, cool. Well, anyway, check that out. See what you think. Let us know what you think. You can, leave a comment or something.
The chat's been having a really good discussion about it.
So, what have they said?
Where does the third party draw? Like, they're talking about repro labels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, because it's even though it's not a toy, it's using still the property, so would that affect those guys? Would it affect repo labels or is it repro?
Repro.
Did that make sense? Duh. Would it affect them? I mean,
that's probably why Hasbro has been reluctant up till this point to really do anything one way or the other, because there's stuff like repro labels where it's a legitimate service to the fandom, to get those reproduction sticker sets out there for the old toys. And I think with the old toys like that, it's a lot less of a big deal than, doing stuff to do with current stuff. And even so, I think the people who make accessories for the stuff, like a City Commander sort of thing or the Protector Armor, that's kind of a different level, too, than making complete Transformer figures or Transformer-ish figures.
Yeah.
Like a Hercules or a Giant.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
and I was saying to John the other day, we were talking about some of this stuff. Hasbro has kind of experienced the downside of, third-party things before, because the original 12-inch G.I. Joe, other companies got into making 1/6 scale figures for adult collectors, people like Dragon, and they could, because they weren't, you know, aiming for a mass market, they weren't, and they didn't have to meet the safety regulations, they could make things much more specifically targeted to the adult collectors, who were the only people left who cared about G.I. Joes in that scale. And so Hasbro really can't sell them anymore. They've tried time and again to bring it back, and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So they may be getting a little bit nervous at this point.
Yeah, and especially with as popular and as money making as it is, you know, they definitely don't want to lose that IP for sure. So, but we'll see. It'll be interesting. So we'll be watching that, and of course, if we hear more about it, we'll be reporting about it here. So, well, that's pretty much it. That's the show. I did a whole hour. Yay.
We survived.
I know.
I had no doubt you would make the whole hour.
Well, the question is, was I was going to over
and how? I actually thought we might run, over time.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to be on time here. I'm trying to keep it in the time. So go to the website, tfradio.net. You can check out RFC as well as all of our other shows. XV hosts Superhero Time. Nicole's not on this network for Random Fandom, but we had an advertisement in there nonetheless. Because we love her, and so you can check out.
Everyone loves me.
This is true. You can also listen to Nicole and I on Fanboy Versus on Sunday.
Oh, I'm on Superhero Time now.
You
too.
Should be. Why there not? You're watching Forze. They could use vagina on that show. I guess they have Paladin, but. Sorry, Paladin. I forgot you were in the chat. Rob Clay is also on New Soundwave, and you do flail throughs as well, right?
Yeah, so. I play games in Japanese, despite the fact that I do not read Japanese. So.
That's fascinating. That's a fascinating concept. I love that.
Do you speak it, even though you don't read it?
No, I know tiny little bits of enough to read menus, and that's about it. And the rest of it, I just, you know, barge through and do the best I can.
Awesome.
Now, konnichiwa at Ohio, because that's a state.
Wow. So there you go. Check us out on Twitter at TF Radio. And because we post cool stuff there sometimes as well. So there you go.
I knew I should have called in sick this week.
You probably should have, but you didn't. So you were here. You got to experience all of this.
XB, don't act like you didn't have fun.
I always have fun with it at other people's expense.
This was sort of
entirely. I had some cost in this too.
Yeah, this was a little bit at your expense. So, but we appreciate the chat, hanging out. We do the show live on Sundays at 8:30 Eastern Time. You can just figure it out for your time zone there.
SG1 thought was a good one, or SG2 on SG2.
Yeah. So, all right. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.